bring you breaking news with our daily news report on 107.7 The Bronx. Here's your world in 2 minutes, curated by our specialized team of broadcast journalists. Let's hear what they have to say in our daily news special, The Bronx News Flash.
This is The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx. 2023 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award winner and 2024 nominee for the Best College Radio Station. I'm Matt Michalowski. A new channel is being cleared so that ships can pass the wreck of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. U.S. Coast Guard Captain David O'Connell said in an interview with CBS News that the channels are planned to open Monday, one along the northeast section and another running south. As of now, the channel is only deep enough for vehicles that can operate in 10 feet of water or less. Debris is continuing to be cleared out of the channel. Most recently, a 200-ton piece of bridge was removed out of the water. This will mark an important first step along the road to reopening the port of Baltimore, O'Connell said. By opening this alternate route, we will support the flow of marine traffic into Baltimore. Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen has also been a big proponent of opening the channel, with an importance on the workers who rely on the port to feed their families.
Open the channel, because this is a thriving port of Baltimore. We have over 15,000 people working directly for the port. Thousands of others, their livelihood depends on the port.
Governor Wes Moore is also quoted saying, "It's going to be a long road." The Israeli military has withdrawn from Gaza's Shifa Hospital, the largest in the area, early Monday after a two-week raid. The military reports some 200 Hamas militants were killed and hundreds more detained. The raid is said to be a major military success for Israel. Here is ABC's Jordana Miller reporting from Jerusalem.
Palestinians returning to the area describing utter destruction, a ring of flattened buildings around the damaged hospital. The World Health Organization is reporting 21 patients died in the raid, a claim the IDF denies.
Despite an overwhelming victory, Israeli citizens continue to protest against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday and demanding he do more to bring home dozens of hostages held in Gaza. It was the largest anti-government demonstration since the start of the war. Police are searching for a man responsible for a shooting inside a Nashville restaurant on Sunday. The suspect, 46-year-old Anton Rucker, was said to enter the restaurant and began arguing with one of the patrons. The argument quickly escalated, and Rucker pulled a firearm that would kill the patron and injuring at least five others. Police say there was no indication that the two arguing parties knew each other prior. Metro Nashville Police Department spokesperson Don Aaron emphasized that there was only ever one gunman in the altercation.
From the information that we have at this point, the gunman was the only one who brandished a pistol. This was not a shootout, if you will. This was one person who decided to pull a gun based on an altercation occurring with another man.
Rucker has had a history of criminal offenses in the past, including a several-year prison sentence. That's all for this episode of the Bronx News Flash. Your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx, the number 7 ranked best college radio station in the nation by the Princeton Review. Live from Rider University, I'm Matt Michalowski.
Thanks for tuning in to the Bronx News Flash on 107.7 The Bronx, your daily update for on-campus, local, national, and international news. Want to stay up to date? Check out the Bronx News Flash on demand on all your favorite podcasting platforms or 107.7thebronx.com/newsflash. Now back to the biggest hits and best variety on 107.7 The Bronx.